This is GQDN for Monday, January 15th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Maybe even their shakers. Then go to the checkout line. Put in the code QUEST. That's a promo code that gives you 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's all of you people. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff that will be coming out soon or have been announced. We have a little bit of Overwatch news and some Suicide Squad. But today, we begin with Xbox. And according to what VG247 is saying, is that the Halo Battle Royale game may be canceled. Now, Certain Affinity was working on a Halo project, but what Shifael Nick on the Xbox Era podcast did say that a reliable source of Insider did tell him that they did receive a message that the Halo Battle Royale game has been canceled. So, right now, this is just one mega rumor. But if this does come true, is this a big surprise? Well, the game has been in the works since about 2020. So now it's going on about 4 years, or getting close to 4 years. So what could be happening? When we know more, we'll let you know. What we do know via Engadget.com is Tiny Tina Wonderlands are now laying off people. Now, this was Lost Boys Interactive, and we do know that Lost Boys was laying off people via the last weekly show. But people were laid off at all levels at the Lost Boys. Even then, the Lost Boys did release a statement to Eurogamer because they were blaming, quote, headwinds facing the industry right now. Unfortunately, this does not mean we will separate from some of our team members, and we're working closely with those affected. We know this is a hard time for a talented and experienced group of people that will provide support and assistance through this transition to those leaving, end quote. But in some other big news, now we get to Suicide Squad. And according to GamesRadar.com, Suicide Squad will have a Diablo, or I should say, quote, Diablo-style loot RPG build crafting. And they will have some post-launch additions and tweaks. So, here's what American Truck Song 9 did say on X. Quote, Suicide Squad devs emphasize loot RPG build crafting and tease Diablo-style post-launch tweaks. So, this is a part of what they had there on their Discord. And one of their Discord people said, was, quote, I've heard a few developers, check it mainly, mention about build possibilities in the game. Could you guys elaborate more on the possibilities of builds for the characters? RS Axel on Discord did reply to this. Quote, this is a most excellent question. Where to start? Well, first of all, when we designed the game, player choice and player freedom was one of our core design philosophies. We really want to feel like you can make each character your own. A build it to suit your playstyle. But if you take the leap and really play into the gear, you can find truly crazy powerful combinations. At launch, we're looking at hundreds of possible combinations and permutations for builds across our four characters. And this is something we're adding a lot to in post-launch. We're not supposed to talk about that today, though. But I am excited for you all to see the cool stuff we've got cooking. When it comes to build construction, we have quite a few elements we consider to be the core parts. The answer was much longer than that, but there you get the idea. So you could have quite the feel for Suicide Squad and Diablo. But according to WCCF Tech, oh, it's spoilers, you're warned. So you might as well skip ahead a bit, because the Joker might be there. The Joker might be there. And there's a long quote to that, but I feel that's enough for me, because I'm going to play the game too. Yeah, I got it pre-ordered on my PlayStation, but the Joker might be there. City Skylines 2, via PC Games N, said that the community is getting more toxic. Now, that is Marlena Halikian, that's also known as Martsu, basically said that with the City Skylines 2 editing tools are in testing, and they have some new sequel sets that will be coming soon, quote, but the Colossal Order will be out to clean up some of the toxicity. So, CS2 has been telling players to be kind with one another, but that doesn't always happen. So here's what she had to say, quote, we have seen growing tendency of toxicity in our community, something we have not experienced to this extent before, not only directed towards our devs, but also our fellow community members, resulting in people hesitating to engage with the community. In the long run, this will really hurt not only the mood of happiness of community members, but also discourage creativity and modding, something we would be very sad to see. Well, she wasn't the only thing that was, or the only one explaining things. Because VG247 did say that, well, one of the Overwatch 2 directors talked about self-healing. Mm-hmm. So here's what Aaron Keller said on X. I think he's replying to himself. Quote, self-healing passive for all roles. We're back with the first director's take of 2024. It is the first series going over our values and vision for the coming year. And there's a few juicy nuggets in it. Check it out. Clarifying a few things with the self-heal. It's one part of a much larger set of changes coming to the game in Season 9. Internally, we're talking about and targeting some of these changes. A damage spikeness in game, the role of DPS in securing skills, and the strength of healing. So we shall see what happens there. Speaking of Overwatch, well, the esports failed. But this does lead us to the esports corner. And what we found out via Esports Insider, Black Molly Entertainment will produce the 2024 GeoGuessr World Cup. Now, Black Molly Entertainment is a Swedish production, and they'll be working on the first ever edition of the Cup to Life. That was in 2023. And this year, they'll be working together with GeoGuessr that will help run the esports circuits for 2024. Now, if anything happens with this, along with the GeoGuessr, we will keep you informed. But it's not just that. Chengdu will be coming to IEM. So this is going to be the esports tournament organizer ESL did announce that IEM China will be hosted in Chengdu, China. And the tournament will have a $250,000 prize pool that'll be held on April the 8th through the 14th. The playoffs will take place on April 12th through the 14th. And it'll all be part of Valve. So I wonder what they'll be playing. We'll see. But we do know what some people have been playing via the Nintendo downloads, January 18th. In North America, it was another Code Recollection. And the Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. And quite a few other things, including Witch Rise, Monster Truck Freestyle, Hentai, Make Love Not War 2. Yeah, something like that. Okay, maybe that's not that type of game. But, well, we know. Card games, according to PC Games N, the Acolyte of the Altar is now coming as well. Right now, there's no game or there's no date for the game, but according to PC Games N, the Acolyte of the Altar does play like Hearthstone. So we shall see about that. We also know that Tekken 8 is coming January 26th, and they have been releasing characters like mad on their YouTube channel. And that would include Eddie Gordo and Zafina. And all those characters do look really good. But we shall see what happens when the game does come out. Shall be in good competition with Street Fighter? We'll see, we'll see. Now, PC Games N did say that Exodus is still in the works. But right now, Matthew McConaughey, the game that he's in, does not know what the release date is. Now, Exodus may drop there in 2026. And right now it is set to arrive on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. But it's extremely early development. And it is really not clear which digital storefront that Exodus could be on. Now, since it's associated with Wizards of the Coast, It might not be on the Epic Game Store, but they did give off some trailer. Interesting. Now we get to something I found yesterday, and this is where we will end today. And that is Ubisoft's Project U, the co-op shooter, will have a closed test in early February. So they did give some of the stats that you need to have, like the for CPU minimum Intel Core i7 4790K or AMD Ryzen 5 1500X. RAM should be 8 gigabits and the GPU should be NVIDIA GeForce 1060 6 gigabytes or AMD Radeon RX 570 8 gigabytes. Recommended will be the CPU Intel Core i7 8700K or the AMD Ryzen 5 3600. RAM will be still 8 gigabytes. NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2070, that's for the GPU, or AMD Radeon RX 6600 XT. Now, audio will be in English only, and the interface subtitles will be in English, French, Spanish, Italian, and German. So keep in mind, this is still a closed test, basically like an alpha. But you know we are not an alpha. Sometimes we like to think that we are. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.